Year 37 of this church's association with a group called the Appalachia Service Project. This was such a good year. It was almost perfect. We had perfect weather, very cool temperatures in the day, and then, of course, you add the coolness of the mountains at night. It was great. Excellent accommodations and 8 really wonderful families that we were privileged to serve. In case there are persons new or unfamiliar with this project, Appalachia Service Project, which we call ASP, is a home repair ministry with and for the poor of Central Appalachia. It's what they call a relational ministry with a little home repair on the side. Its goal is to make homes warmer, safer, and drier for the people who cannot really do it for themselves. And they're adding a new dimension to recognizing that this is a very transformational ministry. A lot happens to people, not just the families who are served, but the people who serve. We spent the week in Hartz, West Virginia, with 10 work crews led by our absolutely amazing adults. I echo what Ron said. We're just so blessed to have adults who would give their heart and their faith and their fun to our kids. We had a big group of very responsible high school youth. I don't think anybody got in trouble this year, did they? I threatened a couple, but they didn't cross the line. One bonus we have that not every church does is 13 or 14 college students who went with us. This is just fantastic because most of them served as long as they could in high school, and then when they go, they add all this knowledge and skill, and they are excellent role models most of the time. This year we saw Steve Collier crowned princess, and that's just a kind of a tradition that the men pass on to each other. You'll see a picture. We experienced a local group of cloggers because they like us to see what the local culture is. So different from here most of the time. They did get us up dancing, but I'm pretty sure we were line dancing. We weren't clogging, I don't think. We led morning devotions. We did daily chores on top of the daily work we had to do. We helped Mel Merritt lead the Hammer Song twice, which was an experience. We celebrated both Mel and Ray 25 years with our church's service project. So that's very... I want to mention, too, I can't believe I didn't do this in other two services. So you all are so special. You get all the things I forgot the first two. But I'm looking at Dan Dickerson over there and Beth over here and a couple other of you. We sent 3 teams this year on long weekends to Raynell, West Virginia, to do flood relief. It happened last year right in the middle of the ASP summer, and it set them back. And we sent 3 teams, thanks to Vim helping us fund that, so that they could... You know, we could help them get back on their feet. And honestly, Beth is waiting for a go from a town called Hundred, West Virginia, which was the last town to experience flooding. She's going to save West Virginia all by herself, I think. So as soon as she gets a go, she's going over there and do a little more flood relief. Well, we held puppies and kittens and rabbits. Did we hold rabbits? Did anybody have bunnies? I keep saying it. Did I make that up? Yes, we did. Okay, good. I don't think I ever did, but we petted horses and goats, and we avoided one very large, rather odorous pig. One of our guys taught a child to swim at the picnic that we go to. It was very transformational for a couple of our people, and you're going to hear from them. Nick Plummer is a rising senior who's had a very interesting year of his life, a very interesting journey with this church, and he was confirmed as a member of our church at 9:30. And you'll hear from Steve Collier, who made a conscious choice to be baptized on ASP. So two very exciting stories. We also listened to the stories of the families, listened to them share how they got to where they were, how long some of them have lived there and how they really don't want to leave because this is where their heart is. We heard about their traditions and their faith that are so important to them. But we need to thank you, our congregation. We know we couldn't do it without you. It's so nice to have a congregation that supports its youth, and we've always had that. With your prayers mostly, your encouragement, and your, of course, financial gifts. Can't lie, we need that. I want to thank, I saw Judy Plymire somewhere, whose group, whose sewing group, makes these house pillows that the kids then stuff and sew up and present to each family. Just a neat tradition that we have. The Cousart family made sure our first aid kits were up to date. And people in the office who did so much of our paperwork for us. Ray Gushy, I think Ray finally turned him loose. He's home. But he put our PowerPoint together. It's a thankless job. We've had a couple little technical difficulties, but hopefully this service, it'll go all the way through. But thank you all so much. This means a lot to all of us, and we appreciate the fact that you get it and you support us.
Good morning. And by the way, Lee has 35 years at ASP, so can we give her a round of applause? So good morning, my name is Nick. It's my third time giving this speech, so let's see, I should be a pro at it by now, but we'll see. I was first introduced to this church about a year ago. My teammate Jack Finner, and also a member of this church, third shout out of the day, invited me to MYF that night. So I attended, you know. At first I wasn't sure if it was my thing, you know, if I wanted to embed myself in a new whole group and start a new path, but I did. And it turned out I loved it. I showed up, and counselors and youth alike were playing games and sitting in their circles, enjoying themselves, and just ending the week off on the best way possible. So, of course, I walked away that night, and I wanted a part in that. So I kept at it, and I kept coming every Sunday night. And what Jack didn't know that night was that he invited me on a journey of faith, and that started my journey of faith. So the past year I've been working on that, so that was very special. So later in the year, I participated in my first fall retreat. That was awesome. The theme song was Live Like That, which you just heard. It touched me. It opened up a whole new mentality for me, one in which sticks with me every day. Like, the lines like, was I Jesus to the least of these, and so that everything I say and do points to you, were found to be key points in my journey. Having a theme of love and action on ASP was a perfect way to reinforce the idea of living like that. It reinforced me how easy it is to make a difference in any community, no matter where you are or who you are with. It gave me the ability to live like that for myself as well as living like that for the families that we were helping. With my specific site, my crew worked on flooring and siding of the Atkin family home. We laughed at the beginning of the week because a lot of the work we were doing would be unnoticeable by first glance because everything was underneath the first layer. So. But we knew that without our work, the structural integrity of the residence could be in jeopardy, so that was something meaningful. Throughout the week, I enjoyed spending time with the animals and homeowners themselves. The little boys on the property, such as Waylon, loved to go crawfish hunting every day around lunchtime. By the end of the week, it was a regular scheduled activity. So it was Friday afternoon, and we were preparing to leave our work site, packing the car, sweat running down on our face, and dirt on our knees. And Waylon came up to me and hugged me, asking me who he would go crawfish hunting with the following week. I responded with, I'm sure someone the next week will be ready to live like that. Though I was very sad to say that I was leaving. I smiled and said that, and that was the end. It was sad, but it was a good week. My first year of my journey has been amazing, but I know it'll never be over. I'm ready to be a faithful member of this church and to take my passion for service and put it into action. Every day is a new opportunity to live like that. That, and I plan to share in that with all of you. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Princess Steve Collier, as you heard earlier. And I can't wait to give up that title next year. So the first thing I'd like to do is just recognize the parents of all these high school students and college students that go on ASP. You're doing a magnificent job of raising young adults. So. So I want to talk to you a little bit about my journey to baptism. So I've been attending the church for about 11 years now. And probably for the past 4 years, I've been thinking about baptism. And I'm not sure why, but I just wasn't ready. And so along that journey, I've been praying a lot about it, thinking about it a lot. And so one day, cut to about April of this year, my office mate, friend, and colleague, Mark Peck, introduced me to a man, didn't introduce me to him, but introduced me to his writings and his daily hope, and that's Rick Warren. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of Rick Warren from Saddleback Church in California. So he introduced me to this daily hope email, and so I started listening to that most days on the way to work. And then the same person, Mark Peck, introduced me to a faith-based golf group. And we have breakfast together every once a month in the morning and stuff. And Pete Hiskey is the leader of that group. And he is a spiritual leader in the golf community. He actually spends a lot of time with Billy Hurley III. If I don't know if any of you are golfers and have heard of Billy Hurley. It's a great story. He's out of Annapolis. And Pete Hiskey said to me that, you know, there are no coincidences. So while listening to Rick Warren's Daily Hopes, at some point in there, I was introduced to the book Purpose Driven Life, as I'm sure some of you have read or a lot of you have read. And then another work colleague says, hey, I happen to have a copy of that. Here you go. You can read it. And so I took her up on it, and while I was reading that book, it became very apparent, and I want to share a little bit of what Rick Warren says in that book. But first I want to read 1 Peter 4:16. It says, praise God for the privilege of being in Christ's family and being called by his wonderful name. So then Rick Warren says, healthy families have family pride. Members are not ashamed to be recognized as part of the family. Sadly, I've met many church members who've never publicly identified themselves with God's family by being baptized. Baptism is not some optional ritual to be delayed or postponed. It signifies your inclusion in God's family. It publicly announces to the world, I am not ashamed to be part of God's family. Jesus commanded this beautiful act for all in his family. And this is Rick Warren also goes on to say, for years, I wondered why Jesus's great commission gives the same prominence to baptism as it does to the great tasks of evangelism and edification. Why is baptism so important? Because it symbolizes one of the purposes of your life, and an incorporation into the fellowship of God's eternal life. So I too, you know, with my trying to figure out my purpose in life, and then reading this chapter or this day of Rick Warren's book, realized, oh, you know, there's a sign. There are no coincidences. It's time to be baptized. And almost immediately, I thought, what a better place to be baptized than on ASP with these people and this mission that I hold so close to my heart. And so we had our first leader meeting, and I asked Reverend Ron if he would baptize me on the ASP, to which he obviously said yes. And joyfully said yes. And so then we talked about, you know, wouldn't it be great if you could have a full submersion baptism? And I said, yeah, that would be awesome. That would be so perfect. And so so Reverend Ron made it his mission to find the perfect place to baptize me. And on the Monday of the mission, of the ASP trip, he found Hart's Creek. Not quite deep enough to fully submerge me, but a wonderful venue, a wonderful place to have this ceremony. So so at the end of Monday's work, after dinner, we all gathered in our cars and we drove down to Hart's Creek, where Reverend Ron baptized me in what will ever be known to me as my River Jordan. So thank you, Reverend Ron. Thank you, Lee, for being part of my ceremony, and for Carissa. I don't know if Carissa's still in here. But thank you very much. Oh, yes. Thank you, Carissa. Thank you.